This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting a short time ago about the midterm election results, saying that so many people have congratulated him on the big victories last night. Republicans appearing to increase their majority in the U.S. Senate, though Democrats did regain control of the U.S. House. Former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci says the way things went, the president may end up working with Democrats more closely.
First of all, this is a resounding victory for the president. He's gaining seats in the Senate, and he lost some seats in the House, but it was not a blue wave.
As for governor's races, it was kind of a toss-up. Republicans getting high-profile wins in Florida, and it looks now like Georgia may go their way as well. But Democrats gained gubernatorial seats in Kansas and Michigan. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
A familiar political voice. He was a governor, and he ran for the White House, and now he'll be in the U.S. Senate.
The victory tonight is more than a victory of a candidate for the United States Senate. I believe it's a call for greater dignity and respect.
Mitt Romney, the winner of the seat that's been held by longtime Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch. Romney, the favorite in the race, held a large lead in statewide polls over his Democratic challenger, Jenny Wilson.
It is also a call for action. Action on items that are long past due. Action to finally get us on a path to a balanced budget. Action to reform our immigration system.
To New York, where a big U.S. House race goes to Democrats on Staten Island as Max Rose defeats Republican incumbent Dan Donovan. The district had voted in favor of President Trump in 2016. And you're listening to midterm election coverage on USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Democrats hold on to a seat in the U.S. Senate as Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin wins re-election over her opponent, Republican State Senator Leah Vukmir. Baldwin says she wants to work together as a country.
They sent a clear message in this election that they don't want politicians to play politics with their service and their sacrifice. They want us to respect it by working together across party lines to solve problems. That is what I have done as your senator, and that is what I'm going to continue to do.
Also, Michigan senior U.S. Senator Democrat Debbie Stabenow is heading to Capitol Hill for a fourth term. She defeated Republican newcomer John James. And West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin is now calling for an end to the intense partisanship after he wins re-election. The Democrat defeating Republican challenger Patrick Morrisey in a race the GOP was hoping to pick off as President Trump had dominated in that state in 2016. And in some non-election news, more than 50 Lowe's stores in the U.S. and Canada are closing their doors in the next few months. The home improvement chain announcing it will be shutting down 20 underperforming U.S. stores early next year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Happy day after, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, Steve Cortez there, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Mr. Steve, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, great to have you here. Okay, let's break it down. Kind of a split decision, all things considered, last night.
Right. No, I do think it was a split decision. I think that's a fair analysis, which you might not hear much from mainstream media. They're going to try to spin it into a huge win for the resistance. But I think the honest decision is, you know, everybody got some of what they wanted, and everybody got something they really didn't want. But I do think that it is important, of course, to put it in historical context. The president vastly outperformed expectations. And the president, I think this is, to me, the biggest takeaway is that the president, and I say this again, I'm trying to be objective here, even though I'm a Trump partisan. The president is extremely popular where he is popular in America. He's deeply unpopular where he's unpopular. We're a very divided country. And so in metro suburbs, you know, places, I'm from Chicago, in suburban Chicago, he's very unpopular. But in Texas and North Dakota and Indiana and a lot of swaths of Florida, he's incredibly popular. And he pulled across the finish line some candidates who quite frankly, didn't run great races, but I think won on his coattails. So, you know, some takeaways for everybody, one of those nights.
Mm-hmm. Well, no doubt, I give the president a lot of credit. I mean, in terms of his dedication and his hard work, Steve, I mean, did he bust his back end in this midterm? I don't know of another president that worked as hard as Donald Trump did.
You know, and he did that as candidate. One of the reasons he is president is that he just out-hustled Hillary Clinton. I mean, it was amazing to me during the campaign that this guy, you know, who's now a 72-year-old man, the stamina and the schedule that this man keeps. It was very evident to me during the campaign, you know, and I chronologically, I'm young enough to be his son. I couldn't keep up with his schedule. And it really was, it was obvious to me why he was so successful as a businessman, as an entrepreneur. I just think he never stopped working. And he brought that entrepreneurial zeal then to politics. And I think it stunned a lot of politicians because let's face it, most politicians are lazy and entitled. And certainly Hillary Clinton was both of those in the campaign. And yet we see it still persisting. You're right. You know, it did three rallies on Monday all over the country. I mean, not close to Washington, D.C. So he absolutely hustled, worked his tail off, and I think it definitely mattered. I'm not sure we would have kept the Senate if it were not for his efforts, and the House could have been worse. I'm still not happy, obviously, to give control and to hand the gavel to Nancy Pelosi or whomever they choose as Speaker. But I think it could have been a lot worse if it weren't for Trump's efforts.
Well, to hear Nancy Pelosi, she sounded, you know, pretty amenable, I guess, might be a good word for her, last night in the acceptance of being, you know, the Democrats being in control of the House since 2010. and talked about unifying the country. I mean, she really talked, you know, very down the middle. But, of course, in the latter stages of this campaign, a lot of Democrats went to the center. But James O'Keefe in the Veritas video, undercover video, caught them saying, well, look, we're just we know what we have to say to get elected, basically. And so let's see if the voters will hold them accountable. And if they can, you know, as they say, legislate and not go in and end up, you know, impeaching the president and getting everything all bogged down.
Right. Well, listen, you know, Nancy Pelosi is, as much as I disagree with her on basically every policy, she's a skilled politician. I mean, you know, you don't become speaker without being good at,
no question.
At politics.
Right.
And because she's a good politician, she's being coy, I think, about their actual intention. And by the way, here's the other thing. She can't control every committee. I mean, she has a lot of control, assuming she's a speaker. She has a lot of control, certainly almost total control over what they actually vote on. But what she does not control is individual committees and what those chairmen, people like Maxine Waters, who's now going to be chairman of a very powerful Financial Services Committee. That's a frightening thought to me, but that's the reality.
Yes.
Because elections do matter. As we say when we win, we have to admit it when we lose, you know, in the case of the House.
Mm-hmm.
Those committee chairmen have vast subpoena powers, vast investigative capabilities, and I believe that they are quickly going to use and abuse those powers to investigate the president and really the whole administration. And they're going to try as best they can to relitigate the 2016 election because of the powers mm-hmm. they just got in 2018. So I don't think she can control that. I think she would like to, because I think she knows it's a political mm-hmm. loser, ultimately. And impeaching the president is a massive political loser for them if they actually go that far. But I don't put it past them. I really don't. I don't think mm-hmm. he wants to go there. But I think most of her caucus does want to go there. And it'll be interesting to see that intra-party fight within the Democrats with a leadership who I think believes that it would be, you know, a repeat of the Clinton impeachment, where it actually makes the president stronger and makes the Congress impeached him look weak. I think that they know that, but I'm not sure their party members agree with them on that. So there may be a really interesting, and I believe there will be, an interesting intra-party fight for the Dems in the House on that exact issue.
Well, there'll be some dynamics and some subtle dynamics we'll need to keep an eye out for, and that is that how many of the president's men will want to stick around and endure, you know, subpoenas, costly legal action, and that sort of thing. Are they going to start looking for the exits? And number one. Number two, does Trump really get serious in fortifying his team? He's been operating rather lean, but now that he's got Democrats coming at him, he's got to build up his shield, does he not?
No, I totally agree. And, you know, I was actually at the White House yesterday, had a number of meetings with a lot of my allies and friends over there. And I will say that the thing that I'm most worried, that your point is what I'm most worried about in terms of how Trump deals with the Democratic Congress. They've been running a lean operation, which I think has worked for them, by the way, in the last 2 years. And I actually like that. Again, I think he brought a business attitude to government and said, we don't need to fill all of these positions. You know, we can do this. We can be lean. But now that I think you're exactly right. Now that they're going to face a constantly harassing adversarial House that does have serious power. And by the way, I've been saying this just on a quick aside. I've been saying this for the last couple of years when people talk about the Mueller investigation. To me, the biggest problem with Mueller is that it is from within the executive branch. He effectively works for the president. And it's a totally inappropriate investigation because of that. The Congress does have constitutional power to investigate the executive branch, right? I mean, that is their right constitutionally. So, you know, those powers are real, and we're going to see them unleashed, I think, in a really unfair way, but they're going to be used. But to get to your point, here's the problem. You're right. I think a lot of people will leave. That's natural. That's not a repudiation of Trump. That just happens. But in terms of replacements, and, you know, talking to people, of course, I'm not going to name names, but a number of people told me that they so fear the legal bill on a personal level. You know, so it's very hard to get somebody to take a White House job where they make maybe $100,000 at the high end, $180,000. Those are the very, very top jobs in the White House, you know, to work basically, you know, 18-hour days, and the threat that you could have a very, very costly legal tab personally. On top of that, unless you're independently wealthy, that's just not a proposition that works for a lot of people. So I am worried about that, about the ability of them to attract top talent. Now, one way to solve that is RNC can pay those legal bills. for a lot of folks. So I would hope that the president addresses that and knows that and says, hey, let's take a portion. For example, I think he can use some of his campaign funds, actually, to go to the RNC to then pay legal bills if that all unfolds, because that would be reassuring, I think, to talent that so you can come here and it's not going to cost you money.
Maybe his check, instead of giving it to some government agency, puts it into the legal fund for his allies. I mean, this is incredible. When we come back, I want to talk about, you know, Paul Ryan's effect. Some are questioning the lack thereof. We've got more to discuss with Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative, right here on Bill Martinez Live. We're coming, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones, St. Peter's fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I send it all your amazing ways. I worship you with all my
Live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and very independent. I am Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Steve Cortez continues with us, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Steve, Corey Lewandowski wrote in his book about Trump that, to your point earlier, his energy level, we're talking about Donald Trump, supposedly he gets by in 3 hours of sleep a night, which is amazing. You consider it 72 years old. I mean, he is a juggernaut. But Corey was saying that at one point in the campaign, they were on the plane campaigning, and Corey had just kind of put his head down and just kind of taken a breather. And then candidate Trump said, hey, if you're too tired and you need to give up, just let me know, so to speak.
Right. No, listen, and I can tell you that, too, from the campaign. He's going, I would not believe his motor. And it makes it even more impressive to me because, I don't think he exercises much other than golf, doesn't seem to eat great, and yet this guy has the motivation and a motor like nobody I've seen, and he's not a young man, so when you put all that together, he's just one of these sort of types of nature and just has a drive, I think, too, that, most of us don't quite frankly have. Again, I think it's why he was so successful as an entrepreneur, and I think it's why he's the president of the United States, and I think he really helps keep last night, keep the Senate in our column, and keep the House from getting a lot worse than it could have, and that history, compared to history and polls and expectations. So I think he worked very hard and really produced results last night.
Well, see, when you looked at the way things were lined up in the House, we knew it was going to be an uphill battle. I mean, you had a lot of, incumbent seats on the Republican side where guys retired, in big numbers. So it really, on top of, some of these areas, it really left the party very vulnerable. And the question that people are having this morning, quite openly, is going, where was Paul Ryan?
No, and listen, I think that's a very fair question, because he was AWOL. Let's just be honest about it. We were vastly outraised, and that generally goes to the party leader in the House, whether it's the minority leader on the minority side or the speaker on the majority side. Fundraising is, job one for them on an election year. He didn't do that. He really checked out. I think, he already had one foot out the door once he said that he was retiring. Unfortunately, and I think even more importantly, though, and that was a big deal for sure, that he didn't campaign, he didn't raise money. You're right, we had a record number, an all-time record number of retirements, so that was just bad luck, and they weren't retiring because of Trump, that's for sure. They were just, it was just, as I said, bad luck in terms of the timing. And by the way, a lot of guys retiring who were very solid incumbents, so it's not just retirements, but retirements of people who probably would have been easily reelected. But to me, the bigger failure of Paul Ryan is on the policy front. Trump won in 2016. He won 235 congressional districts. So easily enough to have the majority because you need 218. So he won 235. He's gotten more popular with his voters since the election, with his voters. So given that reality, you would think it actually should have been relatively easy to win the majority, to win almost all of those 235 districts. Well, why did we not? I believe the main reason is because the Congress, Republicans I'm talking about, the Republicans in the Congress, largely obstructed him. They did not embrace the Trump agenda.
Exactly.
The only major policy that they got through was tax reform, which is great, don't get me wrong, and that's, I think, massive for this country. But even that, he had to drag them, Bill, over the goal line. I mean, it was
exactly.
Five and a half.
Well, we're one vote away from fixing, and we're one vote away from fixing Obamacare.
Right.
Steve, that one vote would have gone a long way, right?
If we'd gotten that done, and if we had the wall really being built, those two macro issues, I don't think there's any way we would have lost control of the Congress. I really believe that. But again, the Republicans really frustrated him, quite honestly, in the Congress. They did not embrace his agenda. And in the case of Speaker Ryan, I think frustrated his agenda again and again. And he's done so much that he didn't need them for. For example, moving the embassy in Jerusalem, deregulation for this economy, better trade deals, all of that. Thank goodness he doesn't need the Congress's help. But where he needs it, in general, he didn't get it from Speaker Ryan, from the Republicans. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why they were vulnerable. And it's why we lost control. But that said, Speaker Ryan's on his way out. I think better leadership is on the way. I'm assuming it will be Kevin McCarthy, but Jim Jordan, I think, is fantastic. Whoever the new leadership is, I think it will be more attuned with the 2016 message rather than pre-2016 establishment Republican.
Steve, in a way, I know this is going to sound a little odd, but on this perspective, but what I'm seeing is that in a way, Donald Trump kind of saved the Democratic Party, you know, by being this antithetical player. And, you know, and they've got a lot to draw out of this. I even though the left wing, you know, pulled really hard, you know, look at these individual races where they won and there was a couple of surprises. You know, they went to the middle, and hopefully that's really where they end up. But it's going to be really tough, as you said, because you've got Nancy Pelosi, and you've got to watch her to see, is she going to stay hard left with, you know, the prevailing thought in order to hold on to the gavel? Is that more important to her than the heart and soul of the Democratic Party?
Right. No, and I think there's going to be pretty immediate, you know, as I mentioned the previous segment, pretty immediate, you know, political warfare within that party and within that House caucus, you know, in particular, by some of the very hard left liberals, you know, like Ocasio-Cortez, who have much more of a Bernie Sanders type approach and want to impeach the president yesterday, you know, and then some of the more pragmatic ones. And it's amazing to me that I'm almost calling Pelosi like the pragmatist and the conservative almost, right? I mean, that's crazy to me. But within that spectrum, she sort of is. But you are right about candidates. And I'll give this to the Democrats. They did a great job of candidate recruitment this time, particularly compared to previous elections. For example, they had a ton of veterans running. We didn't see that in the past. Mm-hmm. Veterans didn't run as Democrats. Right. They had a lot of that. They had, and they really selected candidates that fit their district, because Ocasio-Cortez, as much as I can't stand her politics, she does fit her district, in Bronx of New York. However, in places that aren't like that, like Western Pennsylvania, you know, Connor Lamb's a great example of this, who also happens to be a veteran. You know, they picked a pretty conservative, pro-gun, you know, moderate to even slightly conservative Democrat. So they out-hustled us, and I put a lot of that blame on Paul Ryan, but they out-hustled us, they outraged us, and they did a good job with candidates. And so, yeah, I have to give them, you know, all of that credit. But now that I've given them the credit, let me give them a knock. Let's see, can they keep from being crazy? And to be honest, I don't think they can. I think in the House, we're going to see crazy. I think we're going to see Maxine Waters and other committee chairmen go pretty nuts. I think we're going to see investigative circuses unfold, much like the Kavanaugh hearings. And I think if it doesn't actually lead to impeachment, they're at least going to get close. They're at least going to go down that path and see what they, you know, what they see around the corner. They may not actually do it, but it's at least in play. It's terrible for this country. I think it's terrible politically for them. But I think, unfortunately, it's, you know, it's not improbable.
Well, in much the same way as the Clinton impeachment, as you drew reference to earlier, Steve, I mean, it really is a fait accompli, because you got the Senate wall. Senate's not going to go along. I mean, you know, it's impossible. So you go through all this exercise, you waste the people's money, you really end up damaging your own brand along the way, and you talk about, if we want to believe what Nancy Pelosi said, that they're going to be about legislating. Well, you know, that throws legislation out the door. And what do we got here, really, when it all comes down to it? Another 18 months, maybe, if we're lucky, maybe 12 months, because, you know, 2020 is already around the corner, right? And you've already got the deck chairs being rearranged.
Right, exactly. No, so really, you know, the only time for business in Washington is 2019. Let's face it, I'm in Washington right now because I'm here for the election, and this city, unfortunately, only gets when it does get things done, which isn't often, but when it does, it's in odd years, because those aren't election years. So you're right. 2019 is the only time really to get anything done if it can be. Unfortunately, I'm not optimistic. Yeah, I think it will just be, a stasis. It'll be a face down between the House and Trump. Thankfully, he's done so much that he can do on his own. Now I'm just already focused on 2020. We've got to get him reelected and a better Congress so that he can really get things done the second term and continue what he did in the first 2 years.
Well, let's see. See the D.C. gridlock get up and running, or standing still, as might be a better description of it all. Steve Cortez, CNN commentator, former Trump campaign operative. Steve, appreciate the great work. Thank you so much.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting a short time ago about the midterm election results, saying that so many people have congratulated him on the big victories last night. Republicans appearing to increase their majority in the U.S. Senate, though Democrats did regain control of the U.S. House. Former White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci says the way things went, the president may end up working with Democrats more closely.
First of all, this is a resounding victory for the president. He's gaining seats in the Senate, and he lost some seats in the House, but it was not a blue wave.
As for governor's races, it was kind of a toss-up. Republicans getting high-profile wins in Florida, and it looks now like Georgia may go their way as well. But Democrats gained gubernatorial seats in Kansas and Michigan. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, loud and proud, that's where we like it. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Jenny Beth Martin joins us, president, co-founder of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, we can take a breath now, huh?
Yes, we can take a breath. Maybe not with such joy as we were hoping for, but we can take a breath for a day or two.
Well, you know, I was just talking with Steve Cortez, CNN commentator. I think on the upside here is that maybe the little bit that the Democrats got will kind of just keep them from their heads exploding for the moment. You know, this isn't a total 2016 revisited, but yet, you know, there's some takeaways for both sides here. And now the question is, can they truly do the people's bidding, as Nancy Pelosi suggested, or will she, you know, be more of the same? I don't know. I want to, at this point, give her the benefit of the doubt, but I think, like many other voters, it'll be measured in months, certainly not in years, if she can, in fact, you know, bring the parties together. We'll see.
I don't know that she can bring the parties together, but you're absolutely right. We'll see. I think that we're going to wind up with some very radical Democrats who wind up being committee chairs, like Maxine Waters and Adam Schiff, and that's they're not going to help bring America together. And we need to be looking at ourselves and at what we have with Republicans and with conservatives and what kind of leadership we're going to have from on the Republican side. Because I think that when it comes to the House of Representatives, we have been lacking strong leadership in the House of Representatives from Republicans, and we need stronger leadership.
Yeah, that became real obvious. I think, you know, compared to President Trump, who was all over the place, I mean, he really carried the Republican Party through these midterms like no other president that I'm aware of, Jenny Beth. I mean, all the hard work and time that he put in, it really, in contrast, became obvious that Paul Ryan was MIA.
He was, and I suppose to some degree that makes sense since he was stepping down. But President Trump gave it his all, 5 rallies, 48 hours on Sunday and Monday, and the places where he went and campaigned, he did help make a difference. And we held the Senate, and we didn't just hold the Senate, but we've picked up at least a couple of seats in the Senate.
Maybe 3 at least. Yeah.
Right. And we made sure that there wasn't a Democrat socialist who became the governor of Florida. So that's good. We're still waiting to see how things go in Georgia. But then we lost some places as well, like Scott Walker will not be governor anymore. So it's kind of a mixed bag. I certainly think the Democrats had a good night, and they're feeling pretty good this morning, I'm sure. And I think it's time now for us to look at the House leadership and make some changes there. We'd like to see Jim Jordan be the minority leader in the House so that we can have real leadership.
Well, even with the things shifting around here, Jenny Beth, I think a lot of positives here for the president. Some new faces and faces that were clearly in support of this president. Very few people shying away from, you know, this president's leadership. Maybe the takeaway from, for Donald Trump out of all this is that temperament and, tone matters a little bit more than he suspected. I don't know that Donald Trump is going to change anything, if he's going to moderate that a little bit. We'll have to wait and see. But that seems to be, one of the takeaways. I was surprised with even some Republicans who blatantly just said they could not go along with Donald Trump. And I'm going, have you looked at the economy? Have you looked at what's happened in the last 2 years? And you're more concerned about tone than results. I don't know. What do you think on that level?
I think that I don't know that that's exactly right. It'll be interesting to see some of the overall polling and how people, why they voted the way that they voted. But look at what happened on the Senate side. When you had strong leadership when it came to Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation, and the leadership did not back down, and they stood proudly and strongly for what was right, they maintained control.
Right.
And in the House, they shied away from telling why they wanted to make sure all Americans have more health care freedom and better quality of health care, why we need to cut spending and work towards a balanced budget. They shied away from those things that they needed to be working on, and they lost. So I don't know that it really is just about tone. If it were just about tone, I don't know that the Republicans would still control the Senate.
No, you're exactly right. I'm not saying that that was the be all and end all. No doubt about it. The Kavanaugh effect was very obvious. And I, like you, was surprised going, wait a minute, you guys should be hammering the economy, immigration issue. I mean, especially in light of the caravan heading north to our southern border. That was an obvious deal. And as far as health care, how do you let the Democrats, run with health care when they were the ones that messed this whole program up to begin with?
Yeah, I think this is why, because the Republicans on the House side did not even talk about health care. They left a void. And when you leave a void, someone is going to fill it, and the Democrats filled it. When Republicans talk about health care, talk about repealing Obamacare, they win. It happened in 2010, it happened in 2014, and in 2016. did not do that in 2012 or 2018, and look what happened.
Yeah, I mean, they got defined by the opposition, and of course, that's rule one in any political contest, is you never allow your opponent to define you. And the Democrats stole that, you know, from the Republicans, and they had control of the narrative in saying that it was the Republicans that were not going to honor any preconditions, right?
Right. That is exactly right. And the Republicans, the bills that they were passing did protect pre-existing conditions. So it wasn't even true, but they didn't talk about how they just didn't talk about it. And when you don't talk about it, you let the other side argue for and against you.
Exactly. Well, Jenny Beth, probably the most expensive midterm. I mean, the millions and millions of dollars that were spent for seats, whether it was in Texas with Beto O'Rourke, but he says he's pretty much one and done after raising all this money. Maybe Nancy Pelosi might want to join hands with him and and do something for 2020. I mean, the amount of money that he raised, you know, for his effort, but of course falling short. But I think that he also did some smart things there in terms of setting up special polling stations on college campuses. Did he not?
He did, and that race was much closer than many people thought it would be. Certainly at the beginning of the year, than they thought it would be. So he was doing something that worked. But again, I think the president coming in and campaigning helped Ted Cruz. From when the president tweeted that he would be doing a rally in Texas, things started looking better for Ted Cruz.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, Jenny Beth, it is time for patriots across this country to build their wall, to get activated, because 2020, I mean, we maybe have 12 months of legislation before we're heading straight into the 2020 election, right?
Yeah, I think we have until October 1st. And after October 1st is when the fiscal year begins for the United States government, and they stop working after that.
Well, they need to be in touch. Tell them where to go.
Go to teapartypatriots.org. Again, that's teapartypatriots.org.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Nobody loves me like you love me, Jesus. I spend it all your amazing way. I worship you as long as I am breathing. God, you are faithful and true.
Live.
Hey, it's Way You Like Us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 14 before the top of the hour. Kate Parker is joining us. Mother, wife, former collegiate soccer player, Iron Man, author of the internationally best-selling book, Strong is the New Pretty, and she's here to talk about her follow-up book, Strong is the New Pretty, a guided journal for girls. Kate, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about, empowering girls and taking them to the next level. Strong is the New Pretty was very well received, but you found and discovered that, there needed to be a little bit more to, this whole idea of strong being the new pretty. Tell us about that, the guided journal for girls.
Yeah, so I wanted to take all of the ideas and the concepts behind Strong as New Pretty, the book, which is confidence in girls and finding your passions and using your voice, and actually give girls the action to do it and give them daily prompts to try things and to do things and take those ideas behind the book and put them into action.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I've often told my kids, Kate, that experience defines preference. And in a sense, this is what you're doing. You're activating the experience and saying, hey, let's embrace it and discover what about that experience is valuable, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I love that. I've never heard that before. I love that, though. But, yeah, I think if you have never tried anything or you've never tested yourself, you will never know. So this kind of asks girls to do just that, to think about things, to try new things and put themselves out there.
Mm-hmm. How did, Strong is the New Pretty photography series start?
So it started with, really personally for me, I have two girls and a lot of the images that we would see on the internet or on TV were not, like, they didn't look like my girls looked. They didn't look like real girls. They were, mm-hmm. Facetuned or they were filtered. And I wanted my girls to know that who they were as they are, which is loud and silly and feisty and not necessarily smiling for the camera or their hair wasn't brushed necessarily. Like, I wanted them to know that that was enough and that was beautiful.
Yes. So as you started, and touching on this, as you started, taking photos of girls in the book, you know, things started to come out. I mean, it became obvious, like you said, that you started celebrating the uniqueness of each of these girls, you know, and the comfort that they had in being themselves, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a goal. I wanted girls, I wanted a real wide diversity of girls, and diversity in terms of race, diversity in terms of interest, in geographically, socioeconomically. I wanted any girl picking up this book to find somebody that they could relate to and somebody mm-hmm. that inspired them.
So with these girls and these pictures that you were taking, I mean, this had to be fun because you're watching the ignition of these young girls' minds as this is your idea is coming to fruition, and you're seeing other girls being encouraged, saying, "Yes, that's me. I can, you know, I can relate to that individual, that picture." And of course, as we always know and have been told, that a picture tells, can replace a million words, so to speak, and it has so much about it. So here it is. I mean, you are actually seeing this personified in your book.
Yeah, I really wanted to give girls sort of a roadmap for what could be possible and what is, honestly, at the core, what is beautiful. And mm-hmm. the beauty is that these girls are being themselves, mm-hmm. pursuing their passions, using their voices. So I wanted to sort of give an example and have the book and both of the books be a compliment to a girl to say, "Hey, I think that you are just like these girls. Here you go."
Yeah. And so what lessons are they drawing from this, and what are they passing on to others?
So the girls, I think that they are, like, they get that sense. They get that sense of worth. They get that sense of, oh my gosh, I'm not the only one that thinks that this is worthy, or that being myself is enough. So I think that it's nice to see that. It's nice to see that they have that sense, and then they can pass it on to their friends and their siblings, and, I mean, even to their moms in some cases.
Right, exactly. Well, in this current culture, in this environment of, you know, whether it's rap videos, you know, the music, the movies and that sort of thing, the consciousness of our young girls is being invaded. And there is a false narrative that's being put out there. And I imagine that this was part of your motivation in Strong is the New Pretty, was it not?
Yeah. So yeah, my motivation definitely was to have our girls a space and a message and imagery that was honest and mm-hmm. truthful, and to try to combat the 99% of the rest of the things that are out there that really don't represent girls and women accurately. Mm-hmm. So I wanted a little bit of honesty to be out there for girls to find.
Were you surprised at the response?
I was. I was so surprised, just because, you know, I'm creating it, you know, in a vacuum, basically. And I had no idea if girls would be interested, if girls would respond. But they did. And the book is in 10 languages and 35 countries. And I mean, I'm just thankful to have an opportunity to continue to spread this message with, you know, with the journal as well. So I'm just so thankful that I wasn't the only one that thought girls needed to hear this.
Well, of course, and your first targets were your own kids. How did they respond?
So my girls, you know, just like most kids, are like not interested in what their parents do for work.
Yeah, this is mom. Like, this is mom's deal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's boring and but when the journal first came, like, I got an advanced copy. Mm-hmm. When it first came, my 10-year-old picked it up and was really, really interested and spent the entire afternoon with one of her friends doing the activities and making paper airplanes and climbing trees and making garbage bag clothing dresses. And I was just like, oh my gosh, like, that, it couldn't have been like a more ringing endorsement, because like, she's prone to be like, whatever. You know, she doesn't care that much. But she really enjoyed it and really, like, and the other thing was that when she was doing those things, I was like, oh, you're not playing Fortnite and you're not watching TV. Like, you're doing things. So I was like, oh, that's another benefit I hadn't thought about.
Exactly. Well, and And so there's something also, and maybe, did you journal as a kid? Did you have a diary as a kid growing up yourself?
I did.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I did. I kept a diary, not like regularly, but like from time to time. And I look back at this stuff now and I'm like, oh my gosh, I mean, they crack me up. And
right.
It's nice to see like where your head was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But there's also, in retrospect, value in journaling. And maybe even at that time when you were, you know, keeping a diary as a kid, you maybe not have realized the full benefit. But as adults, we look back and we say, wow, this is powerful. And I was really, when I was reading that you had incorporated journaling into this follow-up book, I thought, wow, this is going to be very, very powerful for these young girls.
Yeah, I mean, research shows that journaling can boost your brain function. It activates your left brain. It relieves stress. So, I mean, that there's, in addition to, like, trying to get girls to, like, find their voice and use their voice and be confident, it has other benefits as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this social media age in which we live in, you know, selfies flying out. I mean, there's some photos that I see and I cringe. I cringe for the young girls. I cringe for the parents. And I think, oh, my goodness, you know, what is your counsel to young girls in terms of all these selfies and sharing photos online?
Well, I mean, I think that oftentimes images that go viral are not really positive images. And I just feel like there's so much needed in terms of educating our kids about the internet that is written not just in pen, but it's written in stone. It never goes away. So being really like a positive, modeling good choices, and then also being really involved with kids, checking and talking to them about what's appropriate, what's acceptable, how do you speak to people online, you know, and just like, I feel like there should be a whole class for how to like conduct yourself in social media. Cause it's really tricky. It's tricky for adults, but I feel like as for kids, it's so hard.
Yeah. Yeah. They don't realize, you know, what viral can mean and also how mean other girls can be, or their peers at times. It is very disturbing, especially when we see the rise of, you know, teen suicide. I mean, it just says that, the environment right now is very rough on these young kids.
I know there's so many pitfalls and with, you know, used to be you go home from school and you could get away from it, but now you can't really get away from it.
Mm-hmm. Well, how can girls retain their ability to live fearlessly when they graduate into adulthood?
Well, I think like strength is taught or discouraged out of us as we grow up, but it's like a muscle. And the more you exercise it, the easier and more natural it becomes, even if you have to start by pretending. So while you're doing it, just start small, trying things you normally wouldn't do, and go from there.
You know, being true to yourself, you know, to thine own self be true. I mean, that is just such an awesome axiom and one that I've tried to live by ever since I first saw that when I think I was about 7 years old. So we celebrate that. Strong is the new Pretty Kate Parker on Bill Martinez Live, and the book will be linked on our website as well. Kate, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
No matter how large or small your digging